When Nagina, the movie, released, I was young and impressionable. I witnessed Sridevi break into a Nagin dance when Amrish Puri, the snake charmer, had come to disarm her. Her dance unconsciously portrayed my angst. I was mad at the world for trying to condition me. I was more than just a man. My feminine side wanted to be like her, said Harish Iyer, remembering Sridevi as the only actor who portrayed the dilemma of the queer community. Veteran actor Sridevi passed away on Saturday night in Dubai. And while her unexpected demise is being mourned countrywide, the Indian gay community seems inconsolable. They have lost a hero, an artist, a star who unconsciously helped them deal with their dilemmas. Her depiction of characters in conflicts represents the queer community's tribulations. None of her characters were ever black and white, and that's what gave us the confidence to be different, to like different things. Sridevi has been a loved actor and a national favorite for over 50 years. However, her popularity among the Indian queer community is lesser known. I remember breaking into a Nagin dance as a child. I would make my cousin stand in a line to do the typical Sridevi Nagin dance around them. It was strangely liberating. I channelized my inner serpent, that which said that I was different. Sridevi started acting at a tender age of 4. Although she compromised on her education, she educated herself on film sets and modeled herself as the woke actor of her time. She effortlessly played roles that spoke to every community. Her movies may or may not have worked at the box office, but her characters were never without depth. Anju of Chalbaz was the docile, demure woman being wronged at the hands of cruel foster parents. Her twin sibling Manju, on the other hand, was street smart, gaudy version of Anju. She wouldn't take nonsense from anyone. The dichotomy touched me. Manju was the loud version of real me. The me that would only come out when I was alone or with the queer community. Else I am the Anju living in pain, every day. Sridevi's unconscious portrayal of conflict found resonance among them. It was probably one of the first of the very few attempts that Bollywood has made to portray angst, confusion and dilemma in an unbiased way. Sridevi probably realized that very early on in her career and used the grey character in all her movies. She was obedient yet the shamelessly greedy wife in Judai. She was the child stuck in an adult's body in Sadma. And in English, she was a mother who pined to know a language that eluded her, yet maintained a critical perspective throughout the learning process. Sridevi's characters were never passive. She was always active. Even if her characters were not central to a movie, she would leave an indelible mark, and that's what stayed with me. Her feminine side was what many members of the community related to. Her Hawa Hawaii act was loud, brazen, but at no point was it obnoxious, and that's what I wanted to mold myself into. Why was only Sridevi able to achieve this with the community? Why not a Madhuri Dixit or a Hema Malini? Pat comes the reply. Sridevi was in a league of her own. She was an actor par excellence. Playing characters in a dilemma came as a second nature to her. She didn't force herself into becoming an idol for us. She just naturally depicted what we go through at some point. And when I saw it for the first time, it blew me away. It reassured me, told me that it was okay to be in a spot of bother. In her last movie titled English, she admonishes her fellow batchmates for making fun of their tutor who identified himself as gay. She very aptly said, "Love should be universal for all. Who the person loves shouldn't be anyone's concern. Love, after all, is the most beautiful expression and everyone must have access to it." Sridevi was an icon for the previous generation and will be an icon for generations to come. Her work has been emulated by young actors and she has inspired budding filmmakers. Yash Chopra called her a director's dream and Sridevi was indeed a viewer's dream too. For all that she has done for the industry and for the queer community, we salute her. Rest in power, Sridevi.